All right. As far as injuries go, Alan Bailey had a concussion. Jamal Charles has bruised knee. D. Ford, a quad contusion. JMJ had lower back spasms. Maga, lower back spasms. And then Mike McGlynn had a quad contusion. All in all, after looking at the tape, the three phases we didn't play up to what I think we're capable of playing, and in that state, and I think the obvious there. You know, I thought the effort was there, which is obvious when you look at the number of times that our defense was in the red zone. You know, for them only to come out one score, a touchdown there, that, you know, normally if you're going to measure effort, you look in those kind of situations. But I felt like the guys were focused in and playing. Our execution was off in some areas. And then as coaches, we always make sure we go back and we make sure that we're trying to put the guys in the right position. I thought defensively the second half we were obviously better than what we were the first half. I thought we made some good adjustments there. We were able to get into a little bit of rhythm offensively and then kind of fell out of it with turnovers. There were some positives. There were some positives in that area. We've got to do a better job on third downs on both sides of the ball. We had them in nine third down situations with at 9+ yards, and they were able to convert on those. So we've got to just hone in on a couple things there, and I think we can fix these problems here. And you've seen this with some of the good teams in the National Football League, where you run into a bump in the road and you work through it. And you work through it collectively as coaches and players, and you fix it. And so that's where we're at right now. And we've got to take care of business there and get ourselves back on track. And we've got a good Arizona team that we have an opportunity to play this week. I know when our guys come back Wednesday that they'll be ready to go. I'll meet with them here after I finish meeting with you guys, and then we'll roll from there. Time's yours.
Maybe you have a feeling about Charles with his.
I think he'll be okay as we go here. He's just kind of giving you an update off of what went on in the game.
You heard it on that.
Yeah, I'm not even sure exactly when he did. He just had a little bit of swelling on that knee. He kept playing, so I mean it wasn't.
It's December. This is the biggest month, you know, to make it happen. Is it a little disconcerting that you're kind of backing into December as opposed to charging into December?
We're starting the last quarter here, right, of the season. And we didn't finish the third quarter the way we wanted to. So we've got to go back to it and get that part fixed. And that's part of this game. I mean, nobody's going to hand you anything in this game. That's how it works. And so you've got to work through some things. And like I said, as coaches, we've got to make sure we're putting the guys in the right position. And then the players, when in the right position, they've got to make things happen. So. And that's all part of it. And we've got some good character people on this team, and so you count on that at this time.
After watching the tape of that game, do you feel you matched the physicality up front on both sides of the ball?
I'm always going to go back to the offensive defensive line. So I'm not going to say that we weren't physical, but we didn't do as well as we needed to do up front, and on both sides. And so we've got to do a better job there. We're very capable of that. Some of it we can help with scheme.
Part of it is scheme, but is it just as simple as just making that an emphasis this week in practice? Do you have, I know you got 14 padded practices this season.
Yeah, we'll see how all that works. I mean, you know, We look at everything.
And you got Stevenson in the game toward the end yesterday. Was that a lineup change? Was that just to get him some work?
We just put him in really to get some work in there. We had a couple changes in there just because guys banged up a little bit, but, be all right there.
One of them was injury, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You stay with Harris?
Yeah, we'll see. We're looking at everything. We haven't made any decisions on any of that right now.
Was Kelsey justified in thinking that that was a late hit on Alex?
The one that was a late hit, you're saying?
Yeah.
That was called a late hit?
Yeah. Like you thought it was a...
Well, they called it a late hit, so I'm not sure where you're coming from.
Kelsey called it a cheap shot. Would you agree with that?
I don't know about all that. They got called for a late hit. So however you term that, I it was a late hit.
Did you talk to Kelsey about the gesture?
Well, you know what? I just found out about that. So I mean, literally just found out about it. And sounds like it was a bit of an immature act. So I normally don't let those things go by. So I'll address that. I've got to see it first, and then make sure. It sounds like it was an immature act, for sure.
I'm just curious, when you have a late hit on your quarterback, like, is, you tell me, like, football etiquette, like, do you have to respond to that in some way, or do you just keep playing? How do you do that?
Well, inevitably, you keep playing. I mean, the game's going to continue on. So, is it an emotional game, and do things happen, and guys' emotions get involved in that when one of their guys gets hit? You see that week in and week out. I mean, it is an emotional game. How you handle that is important, And so, if it's throwing you out of your game or you're doing something that is going to cost you one way or the other, then that's not the right thing to do.
Do you knock down their pitcher after they knock down yours?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, isn't
it? Yeah, well.
Would you mind
if
someone
kind of
gave him the business after?
Yeah, I'm not going there. I mean, yeah.
What have you seen from Phil Keane's last couple of weeks?
I thought Philip had some good snaps. I mean, we look at that last third down, the back shoulder throw there. That's tough. He had pretty decent coverage, and he came right back is what I look at. He got beat on that one, but then he came right back with a couple nice plays. Had an opportunity for an interception. He'd like to have that one back, right? But he was in position to make that, and I thought did well. He had a couple nice tackles in there, and he'll keep getting better at that. So I think for a young guy, you saw some positives. Can he get better? Yeah, absolutely. But I think he's made some strides here through this rookie year.
What are we able to Joe Mays? I mean, is he an option kind of going forward here to stop the run?
Yeah, well, listen, I think he's another one that, now that he's getting back into the flow of things, they can work into the mix for sure. I mean, we need everybody, obviously, and to point to one guy, I don't think that's what this is right now. I think, we've got to tighten up some areas and from a staff and player, element together, we got to make sure that we shore up a few things there and get it right.
And you know, you lost one of your starting offensive linemen in the season opener, and then you had the issue with Stevenson where he was suspended. You still, given all that's happened, you still disappointed with where your offensive line, the way it maybe hadn't come together, maybe the way you'd hoped?
Well, we're since a bye. What are we, 5-2, whatever, somewhere in that area. And so the last couple games probably haven't been. We probably haven't done as well as we need to, right? I understand that. So I'm saying from a front standpoint that we could play better football than we have the last couple games, and we need to get back to that. We need to get there. Up to that point, I thought we were doing a pretty good job. So. The last couple of weeks here, we haven't played very well. We need to get that going again.
You mentioned last night the struggles in the run defense and just struggling tackling. Is there anything you can do at this point in the season besides just making emphasis to try to get better at that?
Yeah, well, listen, when things don't go right, whether it's during a game or you know, or you're sitting here like we are now after the game, I'm more apt to going back to fundamentals and making sure we get those things right. I think that's where you start. And then you make sure schematically you got guys in the right position to do these things. But there's some things we can clean up in both areas that we need to take care of. But I don't think you make it more complicated than that. And then you add intensity into that, and then you go play. So you can never take that want to out of it. But you got to get – we've got to clean up some fundamentals, and we got to make sure we're putting the guys in the right position to do these things.
A couple more guys.
Yeah, just two things. Just follow up with tackling, run stopping, Joe Mays. Not to single a guy out, but I mean, Joe Mays was signed for his ability to play the run, and yet he was out. I mean, is it a matter of him not up to speed fitness-wise or rustiness or I – mean,
yeah, well, we started working him in a little bit more last week in practice at the linebacker spot. Some of it's using the hand, right? I mean, that's the issue. He's got a wrist, and part of tackling, you got to be able to grab and do all that. So, and we want to make sure that he physically is there to do that and get it right, and then get caught up with the speed a little bit on special teams and work through that to make sure he's right to go. It's nothing to do with his condition. His conditioning is okay. He's all right there. It's just making sure that he's right to put in that position. Then we'll work him in. I mean, he's going to get some. He'll get more work this week and as we go here.
And then Eric. I mean, what do we know? Or how
Eric. Yeah, Eric. We don't have any updates for you right now. When we get him, though, Randy, we'll get him. Yeah, we'll get them to you right away when we get those.
Last one.
Yeah, the stunts, delayed blitzes and stuff, it's been an issue. How do you guys go about fixing that? I mean, what – this point you haven't gotten that squared away yet?
I'm not sure what you mean there either. I'm not
– how good are you guys –
Be specific with me.
How good are you guys at picking up delayed blitzes and stunts and that? I mean, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, no. The blitz game we could have done a better job there for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So we've got to keep working that. They got us on a couple new things, and we made the adjustments, and we're able to work through those during the game. There's still room to improve, and we'll keep cranking on that. Some of that I can help the guys with different protections within the call, and so I've got to make sure I do that.
All right, that's on everybody.
Yeah, that's a little bit. That's everybody. Yeah, we all got a piece of that. All right.